This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Sarantos and his new album, Not Where I Wanna Be. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC, the limited liability company. Please stand by.
Eugene, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for Sarantos and his debut CD, Not Where I Wanna Be. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sarantos regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from the album Not Where I Wanna Be, here is Sarantos with Nothing to Hide.
From the very start, it seems so right. woke up each morning losing my soul. When you stop believing, it's never something good. When you start to wonder, that's when you should. What kind of life am I choosing to live? What kind of leather doesn't like to give? When do I make such a big mistake? It's what I want, I want nothing to hide. Staring at the wall, nothing left to fear. I will take it like a man. Doesn't like to give. When do I make such a big mistake? It's what I want, I want nothing to hide. How can I change it back into what she used to be? It's what I want nothing to hide.
That was Sarantos with Nothing to Hide. Check him out at his official website, www.melogia.com. The link is provided right here at rockwired.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sarantos regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you've got this fantastic CD, you know, that you're going to be releasing soon. Talk about how you feel about the finished work.
I feel okay about it. To be perfectly honest, it's my first CD, and I feel like I've come a long way as an artist, just musically, vocally, lyrically. So I'm proud of it, and obviously I think there's some good stuff there, but overall, my perfectionist personality always wants more and is always striving to get better each and every day, and I think as the fans follow my evolution, when they hear some of the music next year and the year after that, they're going to definitely notice a difference. So, you know, that's kind of my short answer, I guess.
I see. So it's always a work in progress for you.
Always. Yeah, always.
I see. And with this new album, who helped you behind the mixing board for it?
So typically for almost all the songs, what I'll do is obviously I will write all the lyrics, get the music going in a program called Logic, and once I've kind of finished the vibe and feel and gotten everything together, then I record the vocals, believe it or not, in my family room, which is not a very acoustic haven, but that's where I do it. And then I work for hire musicians to put a live drum to it, a live guitar. And then the final mixing and mastering, I have used a couple different people that have helped me you know, do a better mix than I would do, I guess is the correct way to say it, as well as master it.
Right. And talk about how music got started for you as an individual. How did all this get going?
I think ultimately I've always been fascinated by music, and even as a little kid, I always listened to music. You know, singing, dancing was encouraged in my family. Even though my parents were not musicians, they never shied away from it. And from a very young age, as young as I can remember, I would always try to sing. I would write lyrics. You know, it just always captivated me, and I always wanted to pursue it, and I kind of never really gave it a shot until this year. And I definitely wish I would have done it earlier, but I don't regret the life I've led and what I've done, because I feel like everything happens for a reason. So here I am.
Right. And in settling on your musical identity, what sort of artists inspired you?
I definitely listen to all types of music, and I know it's a cliche, but I really do. And I think I definitely am influenced by the 80s. Like 80s music in general definitely gets me going, as well as, you know, today's artists. Anyone from Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, you know. So I listen to what's out there on the radio, but I also listen to a lot of different indie artists, and I think I get inspiration from everywhere.
Okay, and talk about the songwriting. You talked a little bit about the songwriting process already, but tell me how you go about it. How does a song go from something you hear in your head to something that someone like me is going to hear over the speakers?
When I was young, I mean, I used to write on napkins. I used to write on paper anywhere. And a few years ago, I kind of digitized everything because obviously I didn't want to lose a lot of the stuff I had done over the years. At this point now, most of it, believe it or not, is I'll just write on my iPhone, and I can be at the gym, I can be anywhere, I can hear something, whether it's the news, whether it's a song, whether it's just anything. You know, I'll walk by, I'll look at a rose garden, I'll just kind of pull out my phone and start writing lyrics to it. So the lyrics, to me, when I write the lyrics, I kind of have a musical idea in my head, whether it's a soft rock, pop song, whether it's fast, slow, and then it just kind of evolves from there, you know.
And in listening to what was sent to me, some songs sort of stand out for me, and one of them is Not Where I Want to Be. Talk about what inspired that one.
You know, Not Where I Want to Be, I thought was a great song to title this CD after, because it's my first CD, and I wrote the song the night before I turned 30. And I think for me as a person, I think a lot of people, you know, you're in your 20s, you're, even if you're procrastinating or going through school or whatever you're doing, you always kind of feel like you're still young, you can still be anything you want to be. You know, the world is your oyster. And I think the night before I turned 30, I kind of realized, wow, I'm going to be 30 tomorrow. And I got really depressed and sad a little bit, and I thought, wow, you know, if I want to be a rock star, if I want to be, you know, a Major League Baseball player, whatever, you know, all these dreams and aspirations you have when you're younger, there's a little finality to turning 30 where you realize maybe I don't have all the time in the world to do anything I ever wanted to do. And, you know, there's a sad component to it, but then the truth is, you know, I don't think anybody, even if there's a moment where you're sad and you're not like where you want to be, whether it's your relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a point in your life, you know, you will get through it. And I think when I looked at the charity for this song, I donate a third of profits for every song to a different charity. I just thought it was a natural, perfect correlation with the American Cancer Society, because I thought the lyrics, you know, cancer's not where anybody wants to be. And my own father dealt with lung cancer for several years, and he finally passed away a couple of years ago. So I just thought it's a really slow, drawn out, you know, the way I sing it, the way the music goes, it's just, you know, that's just kind of the vibe and the feel to the song, and that's why I love it so much.
Check out Sarantos at his official website, www.melogia.com. The link is provided right here at rockwired.com. Oh, and up next from his album, Not Where I Want to Be, here is Sarantos once again with Back and Forth.
Story unfolds as the time try hard to find questions, but my heart won't let me think as the pain makes me weep. Back and forth I go, never right alone. My mood changes so quickly as my heart beats endlessly. Back and forth I go, never wrong or right. My mind changes so quickly and my mood swings carelessly. Never felt this good, never felt this right. As the story goes on, so does the fight. Looking back on this day, the battle was won. Nothing left to say.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the new Rockwired Artist of the Month, Big Engine, and their new album, Shot Like a Rocket. Sex, whiskey, and rock and roll. You don't get more Southern rock than that. And Big Engine is here to give you a megaton of it with their brand new collection of Southern rock tunes that could go head-to-head with Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special anytime, anywhere. Shot Like a Rocket, the new album from Big Engine, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit them at www.bigengine.com. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases? when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Sarantos and his new CD, Not Where I Want to Be. Rockwired had a chance to speak with him regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Another song that stood out for me was Nothing to Hide. Talk about that one.
Yeah, I love Nothing to Hide. It definitely is a really cool soft rock song, and again, to me, when I wrote the lyrics, there's a couple different meanings to the song, but the basic interpretation and the basic point to the song when I wrote it is that the significant other of this person is always accusing him of cheating on her. And, you know, the truth is he doesn't want to have anything to hide. He wants to have nothing to hide. But the truth is, if you watch the music video at the end, he's not cheating on her. It's all about his music. His music is what he's been hiding, and he doesn't want to hide it anymore. And I thought the charity for that would be a perfect correlation for the American Lung Association, because I've had asthma the last maybe 5-6 years, and up until about a year ago, I was on a steroid inhaler, and even if I took my albuterol here or there, I'd be embarrassed. And I kind of thought, you know, people with asthma, if you got to take your inhaler, you shouldn't have to go run to the bathroom to take your inhaler to be able to breathe. You should have nothing to hide. So I thought that was, again, the double meaning to that song.
And another favorite of mine, and really I think it's my favorite out of all of them, is I'd Give Anything. Talk about that one.
So I'd Give Anything, you know, it's kind of a harsh rock song. There's no question it's rock. And it is about a guy who's heartbroken because part of him doesn't want to admit that it's over. Part of him knows it's over, but he really would give anything to be back with his significant other, girlfriend, whatever way, you know, spouse, whatever way it wants to be interpreted. And he's just devastated, but he really is also in a state of denial. And he really would go to the moon and back for her. And that's kind of what, you know, what the intention to that song is.
Have there been any opportunities to play these songs live?
Yeah, so I was at the Toronto Music Festival, and I did play about 7 songs live, and it was a great experience. But currently, one of the more frustrating challenges to being a solo music artist is getting a band together, people that will want to rehearse. because, you know, if people are not vested in your music, you know, you got to pay them to rehearse, you got to pay them to play, but these session musicians, they don't always have time and want to rehearse every week. So, unfortunately, I've currently had to turn down a few gigs just because I don't have a consistent band I can feel comfortable about going out in public with, but I'd love to, absolutely.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear this album?
You know, I guess the first thing I want them to come away with and be like, wow, that there's such diversity to his vocal style and his music, and I really want them to be impressed by the lyrics, I want them to be impressed by the story, and I just want them to know that until the day I die, every single month I'm going to release a new song and a video, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing this short term, I'm not doing it for fame or money. I'm just doing it to get my music out into the world, and I'm going to keep going because I have no reason to stop.
Like Snoop Dogg says, nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah, totally.
Check out Sarantos at his official website, www.melogia.com. From his album, Not Where I Want to Be, here is Sarantos once again with Believe.
Thank you.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwire Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Sarantos for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Prettiest boy I've ever seen. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.